The project took us about 6 months, but it was based on evidence from the past academic year at City, so from about September 2009 to June 2010. We took the Friday prayer sermons that were delivered on campus at City for the whole year that were uploaded onto the City ISOC website and listened to them. We also interviewed 15 people from the campus staff and students, and we also looked at a lot of the information that was on the City ISOC website.
That website is no longer working, am I right in that?
Yeah, you're right. The university authorities asked them to take it down, and it hasn't been in action since May of last academic year, and they have no intention of putting it back up, as I understand it. Instead, they're going to ask the Islamic Society to have a website that's part of the same URL as the university itself, or the student union at least, so that they're able to keep a better eye on it.
Right, okay. How concerning are your findings?
I mean, this is an extreme example, but they were very concerning. We found evidence of at times violent Islamist ideology being espoused at City University. But as well as of, you know, potential violence that was being espoused, there were also very intolerant views towards women, towards Shia Muslims, towards homosexuals and other minorities. There was definitely the potential environment created in which an individual, you know, if they so chose, could, you know, be led towards conducting an act of terrorism. But you know, we're not saying by any means that an individual has been or an individual will do. But what we're saying is the environment was created in which that was definitely a possibility. I don't think they necessarily glorified terrorist violence as such, but they did espouse an ideology which would justify acts of terrorism. At no point do we feel that you should clamp down on students' views on campus. I mean, the only instance in which this should be the case is where they're espousing views that are actually violent, because that's bordering on breaking the law. But views that are just highly intolerant of themselves, by no means do we feel that they should be, you know, banned or shut down, or people should not be able to say them. What we do feel is that students should be able to challenge these views, and unfortunately at City Campus last year, those people that tried to challenge the ISOC for, you know, for whatever reason, were at points intimidated and definitely felt rather scared of doing so. So this should not happen. You know, their freedom of speech was also clamped down on by the Islamic Society. So in that sense, you know, we need to encourage freedom of speech from both sides so that intolerant views can be challenged. You know, we're not saying that anything is necessarily going to happen. That's a very big step to say that someone at City University is going to carry out an act of terror, and that is by no means the point of the report. What the point of the report was to explain that there was the potential environment in which an individual, if he was so inclined and made that decision, there was an ideology that could have justified him undertaking such an act of violence. You know, this is not scaremongering, this is a very extreme example, this is not taking place on universities across the UK, but elements of ideologies that we have seen at City are probably being espoused at other universities, and that's problematic. And what we're trying to do by this report is not to create hype or to scaremonger, but to raise awareness amongst university heads that there are potential problems that need to be dealt with on campus.
Just a final question, just leading into that. What do you expect to be done from this report that you issued now? What do you urge the government to do, perhaps? What do you want to see to be done?
The report makes a number of recommendations at the end. The overall recommendation, to be honest, is to raise awareness of university campuses as a potential problem in terms of the threat of radicalisation. Unfortunately, various academic institutions around the UK seem uninclined to acknowledge that for whatever reason. I mean, you know, it's a very sensitive subject in itself, so it's a very difficult thing to deal with. That's the main concern and main aim of this report, is to raise awareness of that and to hopefully get vice-chancellors at universities to start thinking about that. Apart from that, you know, there's a whole host of things that can be done on campus by the government, by the students' unions, you know, including monitoring speakers that are coming on campus, including trying to provide students with an environment in which they feel they can challenge these intolerant views if they come across them, and so on and so forth.
Lucy James, thank you very much.
Thank you.